This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And it has become somewhat of a undeclared regular thing now for on Wednesday nights at this hour. And, you know, why should tonight be any different? So once again, I'm being joined from Pipe Hitters Union by Mr. Lincoln Osiris. Good evening, sir.
My man, how are you doing, Bill?
I'm doing okay. I'll tell you what, though. After my birthday, I went back to the gym the day after my birthday, and I've had layoffs before. I've never tackled one at the age of 57. I can feel the shape of the fibers in the muscles I've been working so far.
Imagine.
Feel them all. I feel them all. But, you know, what I am doing when I do this now, when I go in there and I work out, I am representing. I'm putting on the pipe hitter stuff, and I get the looks because everybody's trying to figure out, why does that say neck snapping and check cashing or whatever my hoodie says? Because I wear my hoodie. I wear my hoodie there a lot.
Cashing check.
Yeah. They're looking at that going, what's he mean by that anyway? Anyway, so back in the gym,
well,
I have
stole my thunder, Bill, because I was going to wish you a happy birthday, and well, I knew it was your 57th.
Yes,
so,
well,
happy birthday to you.
Well, I don't think that's stealing thunder. I haven't talked to you since I had that. Thank you very much for that. For me, you know, I had a heart attack, really a really bad heart attack 3 years ago. So every birthday now is a little bit different, and than they used to be, because I used to just take them for, yeah, yeah, another birthday, woohoo! And now when I have a birthday, I wake up and I'm like, I'm breathing on my own. Whoa.
Right.
So,
I can relate to that. Even as young as I am compared to you, old man, my 43 years of being young, but I tell you what, I've probably got, you know, 60 years of miles on this chassis of mine. But
yeah,
that said, I can definitely relate. You know, when I went to war for the first time and realized that everybody didn't come home, birthdays became a lot more valuable to me. I looked at them with a completely, you know, different set of eyes. And every year I appreciated, you know, that little bit of wisdom that I was able to kind of tuck away. Now, I've got a question for you, Bill.
Certainly.
Now that you're 57, not quite the 60 yet, but, you know, you're getting there.
I'm closer to that.
If you had a few really key pieces of wisdom to share with those millennials that, you know, or those young bucks that, you know, and you didn't think that it would fall on, you know, deaf ears, or even if it did, what would those three really true key pieces of wisdom be? Like, I really want to know, because I'll tell you what, at 43, I'm wise enough to know that I don't have it all figured out. So
right.
I'm always looking to the next guy for, you know, a good, you know, nugget of wisdom to, you know, put in my pocket.
Let me tell you a story I'm not proud of. Okay. I left the Army on July the 2nd, 1990. On July the 3rd, I went to work. I only had the time it took for me to drive from Fort Campbell, Kentucky to the upstate of South Carolina. Went to work the very next day.
Wow.
About 3 weeks into the new job, I was driving a vehicle. I was working for a beer company, and I was driving. Back then, we didn't have to have the CDL just yet, so you could just drive one. You just get it and drive. And I was driving with this guy that was my supervisor. And as we were driving, We'd already bumped heads a couple of times because, like, he would tell me to do something that I didn't know how to do, and I'd mess it up. And then he'd be like, okay, now you got to clean that up. And I'd be like, as soon as you help me. I told you I couldn't do it. As soon as you help me. So we're out there driving, and down the road about 300 meters is, and I'm still thinking in terms of meters, about 300 meters is the next stop. And I'm in the middle lane, and I got nothing in front of me. I got nothing behind me. I got nothing but time. As long as I get over into that left lane to make that left turn before I get to that next stop. And as that's happening, dude is just going off because I'm not getting into the lane as fast as he thinks I should. And then he calls me stupid. So then I get into the lane, and then I pull into the median, and then I pop the air brake. And then I grab him by his shirt, and I pull him real close, and I say, if you ever are that unprofessional again, I'll call the bosses at the beer company and tell them where they can find your knocked out butt. So one thing that I have learned that the millennials should understand is that it's not about your capability. It's about your capacity. See, there's lots of people out there that are physically fit or young, and they can do a lot of things. But when push comes to shove, when they actually get into something that we can't say on the air, but it's the slang term for the excrement. When we get into the excrement, that's where you see the difference between a David Hogg and an Audie Murphy. I talked about Audie Murphy. He went to World War II the same year as David Hogg started his activism at 17. So, you know, these guys that go out there and talk the talk, nine times out of ten, I don't think they're ever going to be able to walk the walk. And having the capacity is so much more than the capability, because the capacity, that's the intent, that's the willingness. Having that and you know, feeling, you know, having no compunctions about following through, that's a very powerful tool.
You know, Bill, I have seen it many, many times. Guys that, you know, they were able to make it happen when it counted, but they actually weren't able to make it happen when it counted. And that's really unfortunate. But yeah, it's very, definitely two very different things.
Another thing I've learned is that karma is real. Karma is a real thing. And the way I don't remember the Chinese proverb, but there's this one about a patient man. A patient man, if he's willing to be patient, can stand at the river, and in time he will see the bodies of his enemies float by. And that has never, you know, I haven't seen that figure to, you know, literally happen, but I have seen quite a few karmic moments occur. And acknowledging that gives me sort of this inner sense of peace. And realizing that just sort of pumps me up, just to know that I don't have to be warlike all the time. I can sometimes I can just sit back and maintain my position and just let you do yourself in.
You know, I can't disagree with that. I can tell you often, quite often, I use the term go nuclear, or yeah, I go high order. Or just kinetic, or whatever. I've got a million terms for it, but I can't tell you how often I want to just explode. And luckily, I've got a handful of people around me that say, nope, this one's going to sort itself out. Just wait. Be patient. And I can tell you what, just based on my history and my experience, it's very difficult for me to be patient because I just want to make it right.
Sure.
And, you know, for years I was, you know, I kind of had that license to make it right, but it wasn't ever for my fight. It was for, you know, a much bigger fight.
Let me get you to hold right there on the big picture. We'll come back to the big picture. Coming up on the first break. Pipe Hitters Union, they got a new t-shirt out now. It sort of reminds me of the old G.I. Joe logo. I love it. It's PHU. Go check it out. Join the union. This is the best union to join. This kind of fraternity, sorority, whatever you want to call it, men, women, all of you are welcome. We'll be right back. My guest is Lincoln Osiris. This is Lock and Load.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. But designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to, from Pipe Hitters Union, I am talking to Lincoln Osiris. We were just getting to the big picture where, you know, he was relating to me that sometimes you see the situation and you're like, you know what, I think I'll just go deal with this right now. So please, sir, if
right.
You would.
Absolutely. Like, sometimes I wish that I could just be the hand of karma.
Sure.
But, you know, it's not realistic. It's not, It's not smart by any means. But I'm very lucky to be surrounded by good people that, you know, bring me back to a good place and can kind of tell me and convince me of the same piece of wisdom you're trying to share with me and all your listeners right now, that, you know what, be patient because it'll sort itself out. And more often than not, I've seen that happen. Now, on occasion, you see that one dirtbag, that one guy, that guy that just makes it through life and over and over and over does the wrong thing and does the wrong thing. But for whatever reason, he's kind of made a Teflon and he just kind of keeps on squeaking by and karma never shows up on his doorstep. And that's that one thing that makes me wonder, you know, is karma always going to come around? Are there some people that are above it, or am I just not patient enough? Is that one thing I still need to learn to wait, because it's coming, it just hasn't come yet?
Well, I think the other thing that it's hard to be what you were and to get out there and to understand that sometimes justice is a slow meandering entity that takes its time getting around to where it needs to get to. And that's what I mean, that karma is real, because it eventually does get to where it has to go. It's never going to happen as fast as you and I want it, because you and I would get in there and just say, you know, I think I'll just go handle this right now. Okay. Listen, I'm excited to be a part of it. But, you know, it's we have to prioritize at a certain point. We have to get out there. There's a moment where, despite the capacity and the capability, that sometimes it's just not the smartest thing we could do, when it'll just take care of itself given time.
Right. And it is very tough to do.
Oh, yeah.
Especially being me, because I just want to solve that problem. And it's, you know, you and I actually talked about this a few weeks ago. It might have been a month ago. That I want to just solve the problem. And I've been that guy that has just erased people from the planet, and for much, much less than, you know, things that happen here in our daily lives. And I look at guys that are walking on the street and I'm like, why are you even here? Now, yeah, it would be illegal for me to erase you right now, but man, I wouldn't lose a minute of sleep for it.
I don't think of it in legality. I just think of it as society disapproving of certain methods I might employ.
Well, you know what? That is definitely the case.
Yeah,
but I look at it, when I say legal, like, am I willing to give up my life and my family and my children to rid the world of this piece of trash? Well, no, absolutely not. But it's a whole lot easier when the government says, yeah, go overseas, halfway around the world to this other country and just start, you know, deleting trouble. Well, you know, it's very, very different. But, yeah, so absolutely. We would all like to be the hand of karma, but patience is, and I struggle with that nugget of wisdom still today. And hopefully over the next few years or the next decade, it will, it'll be easier for me. So Bill, what's number three?
Number three, which we are led to number three. The ability that, when I was 30 when I got out of the military, and I didn't decompress or anything. Back in 1990, the Cold War had been my war for the most part. And, which of course it was just Cold War. So, still in the military, you know, you have real world things that happen, and it's a whole different kind of life. A life of a garrison soldier is different from the life of a... Anyway, I didn't decompress when I went back into the civilian world, and I was astounded at everything that they found to be a problem. Where I thought a problem, you know, like when I was coming back from Hohenfels one time, we were road marching, I thought it was a problem with that 113 that had the Vulcan anti-aircraft gun mounted in it. When it went end over end down the hill, when it missed a turn and it killed the TC and you know, we tried to save him, and he was dead before we got to him. I thought that was a problem. I didn't think it was a problem when they didn't have enough light beer. So I learned to determine that, you know, they see the world one way and I see the world the other way. And the difference is I can adapt to what they see. I can adapt and I can work with what they live with. And they cannot adapt to anything I know. They can't relate to anything I've done. They can't put themselves in my shoes and say to me, oh, yeah, I can completely imagine what that would be like and be telling me the truth. So me, you, everybody that's ever done it, everybody that, you know, the ones that didn't come back, the ones that did come back, we were, in our time, we were very special within the population. And there are some things that fall aside as we age, but that unique, special part of us is still with us as we go. So I've gotten to the point now where when I'm walking around the general population, I'm just thinking, I can handle anything you guys got.
You know, Bill, I've never really thought about it quite like that, but I think what you're saying is ringing very true to me. And I think about that on the daily when I am, you know, dropping the kids off at school, or I happen to be with the wife at, you know, at the shopping mall, or, you know, at the grocery store or whatever. And I do look around at, you know, just kind of the average Joe. It's almost every day that I look at these people and I say, you know what? I got you. No problem.
Yeah.
Like, I can deal with anything you throw at me, but put the shoe on the other foot. I think most of these people would fold.
Oh,
they're not the right people for the job.
No. Now, coming up in the next segment, Mr. Osiris is going to go from being my guest to being my co-host because he has a guest coming on.
I'm excited about this, Bill.
This is the Kyle Commemorative Rifle Raffle, and we're going to have our special guest is going to be Jeff Kyle to discuss the Kyle Commemorative Rifle Raffle with Mr. Osiris. They're going to discuss it, and, you know, while we're in break, you guys think about who I just told you who's coming and what we're going to be talking about. You guys do the math, because this young man stands on his own. So
That's what's up.
So we'll be right back. My guest and now my co-host is Lincoln Osiris. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. In the mythos of American military, there have been, in various generations, there have been people, there's been Audie Murphy, there's been Alvin York, there have been these people, Ray Benitez from Vietnam, there have been these people who do something in the conflict that they become larger than life, when they were just being what they were, when they were just being the soldier, the sailor, the Marine. And, this next month, at the beginning of next month, Pipe Hitters and Spikes Tactical are giving away a gun that commemorates one of those people that has now ascended to that mythos in American military lore. That a lot they cross over, and you've heard of them too. We've heard of them, of course, because you know we look at that and say, "Wow, okay, all right." And so once again, joined again by Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union and his guest to discuss the Chris Kyle commemorative rifle is Jeff Kyle. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Jeff.
We got Jeff?
Doesn't sound like we've got Jeff.
It's, you know, it's never good. This happens to me a lot, Lincoln. I'll get out there and do this really good job. We got him now, or do we lose him?
There he is.
Jeff, we got you now?
All right. Yeah.
Okay. Did you hear my
5x5?
5x5. Did you hear my introduction? If you didn't, it was good.
I did.
Okay, good.
It was fantastic.
Thank you so much. And it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Lincoln, I know you and I have talked about this, and me and Earl have talked about you doing this and everything. So why don't you discuss the Chris Kyle commemorative rifle with Jeff?
All right. So each year, Spikes Tactical and Pipe Hitters Union, we team up to build a one-off, very special rifle, and we donate it to the cause. Now, we donate it to the Chris Cobb Memorial Benefit. Now, this benefit, it's an amazing benefit. People come from all around, and tons of people donate items that are going to go up for auction. Last year, there was an amazing service dog. There was a motorcycle, like just amazing things that are donated to the cause. But we donate a one-off rifle, and we don't auction it off like everybody else does, like many of the people do in for the benefit. We raffle it off. So this year, you know, just like every year, we teamed up with Spikes Tactical and Black Spider Optics, and we've got Mon Tactical that did this amazing paint job, and Border Pine Industries that did this amazing deep engraving etched into the magwell of the rifle. And we put this rifle out. We're selling raffle tickets right now. If you go to the pipefittersunion.com website, scroll down to the footer, you will see the Chris Kyle benefit raffle down. It's a link in the footer. And we've got to be careful because Google hates us. They hate guns, and they will they kind of cripple us from advertising across the interwebs if we have guns on our homepage. So in order to kind of get around that and skirt that, we've got it down in the footer. But that said, we put out this rifle. It's a one of a kind, and you can buy tickets. They're $25 for one ticket, or you can get five for 100, and we raise as much money as we possibly can by selling as many tickets as we can for the cause. Now, you guys know that the only reason I even do rifles with spikes, we decided to get into the rifle game a bit back, and we looked around. Everybody wanted to do rifles with us, but spikes, they are top-notch. They're a family-owned business. They're, you know, that small family-owned company that made good, and now they're kind of a bit of a household name. They put out super-quality rifles. Everything is backed by a lifetime guarantee. You can get, you know, a rifle from them that's, you know, a little bit of an entry-level rifle all the way to a race gun, and the guns that they make for us, they are combat-ready, door-kicking, you know, stacking up body kind of rifles like you can defend your life with if, you know, if needed. So they've got a little bit of something for everyone. But the rifle that we put together, it is a beautiful rifle, and we're hoping to raise as much money as possible for the cause. Now, Jeff, what do you think? You've seen the rifle now, so tell me what you think about it.
Dude, I'm blown away. Whenever you came to me this year and asked, you know, talked to me about doing another rifle, you know, of course, every year I'm blown away. And, you know, again, I was freaking, y'all knocked it out of the park, you know, and Spikes, just like you said just a minute ago, Spikes is, they're top notch. I mean, you can't find a better rifle out there, and you can't find better people building a rifle. You know, they're badass Americans. They're just great people, and they build a great product, and they stand behind it. And then with everything else that y'all thrown into it, it's amazing.
Well, I'm really glad that you feel that way, because I can tell you what, everyone, from me on down the line, everyone at Pipefitters Union is so humbled to be a part of this event. Next weekend, you've got a golf tournament going on, and we've got one of our employees that's going to the golf tournament that's going to be cruising around trying to, you know, it's going to be showing the rifle to everyone and selling more raffle tickets. And then the next weekend is the benefit. And we've got, it happens to be the same weekend as NRA.
Right.
Now, Bill, will you be at NRA?
I will be at NRA.
Would you like to... I'm throwing it out there. Would you like to be my special guest to the benefit? It's on Saturday night. Is that right, Jeff?
That's right, yeah.
Well, we'd love to have you. Pipefitters Union has got a table. We can bring you to the event as my special guest, and you can stay with us and actually watch the auction go down, listen to the speakers, and kind of kind of experience this for yourself. I'll tell you what, there's not a year that goes by that I don't, and I'm a little, you know, I'm not embarrassed to say this. I'll own it. There's not a year that goes by that I don't have to get up and walk away from the table because I'm crying. It's a
very
special place.
Just remember, I travel with my wife, and as long as I would love to do that.
Yeah, we got you covered. There's not a year that goes by that I don't get up and have to walk away from the table at some point because it's very emotional. It's very powerful. It's such a special place to be. And the cause, I mean, heck, how do I even go on about the cause, right?
Well, I mean, you just do. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, that's why you got involved with it in the first place. You just do. You just simply do. And it's nobody else is doing it. So that's the good thing about what you guys are doing. And do we know what Chris would have thought of this gun? I would be very interested to see what a guy who made his living the way he made his living would have thought of this particular weapon. Jeff, you got any insight to that?
Yeah, I can definitely tell you that definitely some of the language that he would have used I can't use here, but
and I appreciate that.
Yeah. So kind of, you know, making it more PC for the radio, but he just shot the heck out of it. He was a big advocate for no matter what the weapon is, if it's a one of a kind, if it's a novelty item or whatever, you know, I mean, if it's got somebody's name engraved on it or whatever, especially his, you shoot it. That's what a weapon's made for. And, I can guarantee you that, he'd have run some rounds through that rifle and loved it.
Let me get you guys to hang on. We'll be right back. My guest is Lincoln Osiris. His guest is Jeff Kyle. This is Lock and Load.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it.
to try.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union and Jeff Kyle about the I just put in the show notes for the podcast, if this is the way you're listening to it, I just put the direct link to the raffle page. So if you get the podcast, there's a way to go get to it without having to go through all that stuff. And I don't care about what Google thinks because I'm in radio. I don't sell nothing except radio.
I hear that. So, Jeff, I've got a question for you in order to kind of kick things off on this last segment. You know, we've talked an awful lot about, you know, this awesome gun that we've made, and we've talked an awful lot about trying to raise money for the cause. But let's get down to the cause. So can you tell everyone that's listening a little bit about the benefit? When did you start it? Of course, we know why you started it, but what do you do? Who benefits from it? I mean, just give us all the, you know, all the info.
All right. Yeah. So about 5 years ago, my wife, myself, and my mom and dad, we, you know, shortly after Chris was taken from us, then we wanted to do something to, you know, memorialize him, and not just him, but, you know, all of our amazing warriors out there, whether they're veteran, military, or first responders. And so we started a foundation called American Valor Foundation. And with that, we're able to assist veterans, first responders, their families, Gold Star family members, whatever. We're able to assist them in any way possible, whether it's paying hospital bills, paying car notes, you know, paying mortgages, you know, whatever that individual needs, we're able to, you know, to help them out. If they need assistance or, you know, a certain aspect of treatment or something like that, then, you know, we can get them in contact with the right people, with the right group, organization, foundation, whatever, and basically sponsor them and help them through that. And within American Valor, we started the Chris Kyle Memorial Benefit. And we do this every year. And what we do with the benefit is we pick one foundation, whether it's a
veteran or first responder foundation, but we pick one every year, and we raise money from, I'll say, Thanksgiving on to probably a month after the benefit, and all the funds raised throughout that time period goes towards whatever foundation we picked. And the way that we pick these foundations, you know, of course they can apply and, you know, nominate themselves, or somebody else can nominate them. And we really dig deep into them, and we check them out, and we figure out what they're doing, who they're helping, how they're helping them, and how much money percentage wise that they're actually putting out versus taking in. You know, 'cause that's something very important to us. We've been very blessed with our foundation that none of our board members, none of our individuals that assist us take any kind of payment. We have no overhead. So every dollar that comes into us, we're able to turn around and send it right back out and assist everybody else. So, you know, besides, you know, the money that we do for apparel and things like that, but everything else goes right back out. So, you know, we're way above 90-10, and that's what we expect from all of these foundations. And of course, you know, we understand that there's a lot of them out there that just can't do 90-10. We get that, you know, we get there's overhead, we get there's bills, things like that, but we really dig deep and make sure that they're doing the right thing for the right reasons. And, you know, it's a hard struggle every year to find, to pick one individual foundation to raise this money for. And, you know, so we have to go through all year. We basically, from the end of the benefit on 1 year, we start researching and trying to make our decision for the following year. That way we can gear up and get ready to go. But we've been blessed, been able to find a lot of really good foundations. And this year, the foundation that we chose is called Save a Warrior. And the way that we found them, my dad and I were actually invited to go to a clay shoot competition, or a fundraiser clay shoot, in Ohio a few years ago. And we went up there and we met with all the guys, and we found out about Saul. They told us about it. Anyway, I was going through my struggles, my demons and everything, and I actually went through Saul program, the Save a Warrior program. And Save a Warrior is actually for veterans and first responders. I went through the program. It changed my life. I went back to the board and I said, we got to help these guys out. We got to get them out there. We've got to really push this. So that's how we came about this year. And so that's what we do. You know, I mean, we find the really great ones that are doing the good things, and we push them out there and just help them out that much more. So,
you know, Jeff, people look at me all the time and they think that, you know, I'm just kind of sitting on the top of the world, and, you know, because I'm running an international apparel, you know, organization, this lifestyle brand that's known around the world, that, you know, I've just got a perfect life. But I've got my problems just like everyone else, and I've got my demons just like everyone else. And I don't want to say that I've got survivor's guilt by any means. Well, maybe I do. I don't know. But, you know, it's tough to know that I made it home when so many others didn't. And it is very, very humbling to be a part of your organization and to be able to, you know, give back and make a difference. And these are the moments that help me just move through my daily life to know that, you know, I've done well enough and I'm blessed enough to, you know, to make a difference and give back and make a difference in someone else's life. So thank you for that opportunity. I truly mean that. Thank you.
Well, Lincoln, I appreciate you. You know, everybody thanks us all the time for doing what we do, but, you know, it's not us. We're the name behind it, but, I mean, we couldn't do it without, you know, without companies and businesses and individuals like you and everybody else that, you know, come on board and believe in us and help us out. So, you know, thank you.
For those who haven't done the math, Save a Warrior is a suicide outreach, suicide prevention. 20 veterans commit suicide a day, which is a monstrous waste because veterans are, you know, a very rare commodity. There's only 1% of the population that's ever served in the military, so that tells you how rare they are. I did not know about this organization about, I don't know, 3 months ago, the producer that got me into radio. He wasn't a military veteran, but the producer got me into radio. And if it had not been for him, I would be a bleached skeleton on I-26 between Columbia, South Carolina and Greenville, South Carolina. Whatever happened with him, I don't know, but he committed suicide. So, you know, I know how important this is. So we'll do some stuff with this. We will work with this. And this is coming up Saturday. I believe that is the 5th. Is that the 5th of May?
Correct.
5th of May.
Yes.
At Fort Worth. I'll be there. And yes, Lincoln will be there. And Jeff will be there. And we'll do some good work.
It's going to be an honor to have y'all.
We'll do some good work for this. And, Jeff, you know, kudos to you and your family. Kudos to you and your family. You turned something, you made something great out of a tragedy. So pass that on if you would.
Yes, sir, definitely. I appreciate that.
We have run out of time. Lincoln, I will be in touch. We'll work out details on this new thing.
I got you covered.
And thank you guys for joining me this evening.
Thank you so much, y'all.
I appreciate it.
Certainly. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.